Okay, we are on Nun Daled Amud Beis. We got towards the bottom. Let us know, the sugya came up with Tadir, so I wanted to speak for 1 minute about Tadir. How did it come up? So if you remember, there was a machlokas, we'll start with Meisvei, second wide line. So Gemara had quoted on yesterday's daf, the Shita of Rav Acha. Rav Acha held, which we're going to see that the Gemara is going to reject him on Maskana today, but Rav Acha held that when you have two Musafin in one day, let's say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Yontif, any type of time when you have two Musafin, then there are separate tkios in the Mikdash for those Musafin. We don't say that one set of tkios can cover both, but each one has separate tkios. So we discussed a little bit, does that reflect there are separate kedushos? There is connected kedusha, but that was the shita of Rav Acha. So the Gemara asks in Meisvei on the second white line, Rosh Chodesh Chalias v'Shabbos, Shilshar Rosh Chodesh Doch HaShishol Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, the shear of Rosh Chodesh pushes aside the shear of Shabbos. V'misa lema the Shabbos, lema the Rosh Chodesh. But if Rav Acha is right that the tkios could coexist, you could blow double tkios, why can you say a double shear? So Amar Rav Safra, my docha docha l'kadim. So Rav Safra says, you're right. It doesn't mean pushed aside. Really, you're going to do both, like Rav Acha holds. But it just means which one are you going to do first? The Rosh Chodesh one is done first. V'yamai, tadim sheino tadir tadir kodem. Aye, why do you do the shear of Rosh Chodesh first? Shouldn't you do the shear of Shabbos first? Because Shabbos is tadir. As we know the principle, tadim sheino tadir. If you have something that is more common than the other, you do the common item first. Amar Rav Yochanan, lay dash hukma Rosh Chodesh bismano. You're right, really there's a principle of Tadir. And interestingly, this might even be a principle of Midaraisa. Tadir Shayda Tadir. It's learned that from a Pasuk. But still, because of this Durabanan, there's a reason Midurabanan why we say that you don't do Tadir here. And that is because we want everybody to know when Rosh Chodesh is, and that to take what Bezdin did seriously. Rashi says, Sheyakiru depshita lehuva Bezdin, shekitshuhu kil chaso, velo yigamagim leiv adam alav. Right. Most people don't know. We don't want people to have any sakas about when Rosh Chodesh is. So therefore, we want to make a hecker to the fact that Bezu was Mekadesh the Chodesh. A little tosis here, which seems a little... just one hour. We mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur. Yesterday's shiur, we discussed how really the words that we're saying for the shiur is not so tadir, because really it's Haziv Lach, which only comes up less than 12 times. By the carbon of Shachris, the Tumas of Shachris, then you might say the Yom that you say every week. But by the carbon the shiur of the Musaf of Shabbos, so that's learned that from the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that we say this, we split up Parshas Hazinu into six parts, and we say a different part each week, so that really turned out to be less times than 12 times each. So we said, it must be, like the Turei Evan says, the principle of Tadir, you don't look at the actual words that are said, but you look at the category, the shear of Shabbos is said more than the shear of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore that is what is done. Menachem told me a story yesterday that somebody sent him that he said the stipler past either I guess last time at least only three or four times it could have been one of the past times that Kiddush Halavana was done when you made a Birchas Halavana was done comes up Birchas Hacham. I'm sorry, when Birchas Hacham was done every number of years, so one time he was going to do Birchas Hachama, and he passed on the way, he realized that he didn't make the Birchas HaIlanos yet. So he's like, oh, should I do Birchas HaIlanos first, or should I do Birchas Hachama first? He says, well, Birchas HaIlanos is more common, right? It's Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, so I should do this once a year. This is once every whatever number of years. 28 years. It's coming up, I think, 2009. Erev Pesach, 2009. Right? So really, I should do the Birchas HaIlanos first. That's Tadir. But on the other end, he says, but 1 second, the Birchas HaChama includes an Osamas of Rishis. And those words are said more than the Birchas Ilanos, which are really said, Lahanos Ma'bnei Adam, right? So that's only said once a year at most, and Osamas of Rishis is said every time you see lightning, and other times as well, you see a shooting star. So maybe you should do that first. So he went back and forth. He said, maybe though, Osamas of Rishis, you go by the category of Osamas of Rishis, you go by the specifics. Not exactly, but a similar issue that comes up here about the laning. The words Haziv Lach aren't exactly the same, but the category of Shir Shel Shabbos does come up, is more common. There is a Tosas here, where Tosas says, a little Tosas, Tosas says, below Rav Safra Yochel Lahachshus Kein. The Gemara could have skipped a step. The Gemara could have skipped through Safra and asked the same question about Tadir. Meaning when the Gemara first says that the Shear of Rosh Chodesh is Docha the Shear of Shabbos, I want to do them both together. So the Gemara answers of Safra, Docha l'kadim. And then Tosa says, the Gemara says, Tadir. Tosa says, even without Safra, you could have asked that. Meaning, Tosa seems to be saying that Tadir v'she'eno Tadir is even when the Eno Tadir is going to be wiped away totally. Not just to go earlier. Rav Safra is the one that says, it means l'kadim, and I think Gemara says, tadev she'eno tadev tadev kodem. Tosus here is mechadish, a little backhandedly, you got to think about it for a little bit, but Tosus is mechadish, that tadev she'eno tadev would even apply even if the eno tadev is going to be pushed away totally, not just doing it earlier. And that is a major machlokas we showed to me at the Piskei Rid, the Tosus Rid, and his psakim on this Gemara says, no, he disagrees. No, you don't say that. If it's going to be pushed away, then you look at each one separately. Maybe the Eino Tadir is more special. Right? You have to do the Eino Tadir. Tadir and Eino Tadir is only in terms of order, not if it's going to be pushed away totally. Where does this come up, Lamaisa? It comes up in a discussion of Rosh Chodesh Teves. Rosh Chodesh Teves, when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos. So that is, where's my Shulchan Aruch here? So that is Hanukkah and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The question is, which Maftir and Aftorah do you do on that day? So Shabbos did the regular lading. So, okay, so you're not going to do the regular one of Mikesh. But what about Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah? So what do you do? So if you think about it, Rosh Chodesh is 12 days of Rosh Chodesh and 8 days of Chanukah. But so do you, and there it's a question of being pushed aside totally. You're not going to do both Haftorahs. Right? You're not going to do one after the other. So that's the case of Tadir Shedot Tadir. Do you apply Tadir in that case? Do you do the Matirin of Rosh Chodesh? The answer is we don't. We don't do the Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Mogen Avram, why don't we? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you do Roni V'Simchi, right, which is the one of Chanukah. So says the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef in Tafresh Pei Dalavim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes both reasons here, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ha Tadir Kodem Hainu Lahaktim. I will write low, if you want to say Tadir, Tadir is only when you go Lahaktim. That's when Tadir stands by itself. I will in Lithos, but when you're pushing it totally aside, then other factors come into play. And here you have two other factors. Number one, Persume Nisa Adif. You have Persume Nisa, so that's why you want to do Radi Vesimchi. The Ode, Kivan Dekori Bishal Chanukah Bachrona, Yishva Hafti provides a Salik Minei. Also, you did Rosh Chodesh laning first, because that's Tadir. But the halach is the Haftorah is supposed to go by what you lane last. Then here you lay in Chanukah last, and that is why you should go by Chanukah. So these two reasons, says the Mishnah Berurah, come into play when we're talking about pushing it aside. So even if you want to say Tadir applies by Lidchos totally, you might say that it's different somewhat, it's not as strong, and other factors come into play if it's pushing aside the other item.
So what's ironic is the Tadir that makes you lay in the Rosh Chodesh, first,
exactly. Exactly. Your strength is your weakness, as my Rebbe Rosenzweig always likes to say. Right? So here, the strength of doing the laning of Rosh Chodesh first makes the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh impossible. And therefore, you have to lane the Haftorah of Chanukah. This is going to be one of the reasons. There's a tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, where he discusses Tadir as well. We mentioned this in a different context before. And that is, it's Purim night, and the Tzibur is laning the Megillah. And you know, Purim is Yudalit, so not too many days left. Maybe this is the last night to do Kiddush Levana. And all of a sudden, it's been cloudy for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, somebody in the shul looks at the window and says, no, 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 no! And they see the Levana, it's a gorgeous Levana, it's the first night they can do it, it's the last night they can do it. And they're in the middle of laning the laning on the Megillah. So do you go out and stop the Megillah to do Kiddush Levana? Or do you say, no, this is what the Osik B'Mitzvah comes up here, but this might be an Osik B'Mitzvah where you're going to lose the chance to do the other mitzvah. It's not Efsharai De'acherim. It's a big long shuv in Simon Mem Aleph in Arachayim. So there he discusses, he says, the B'Kriyas of Megillah, Im Ira Kazesh Yichles Ba'Kiddush Levana L'Gamre, call them to see him on Megillah, Nira Ani Yisati L'Chalik. He says, listen, Shem Kol HaTzibur Lo Kitshu, if nobody did Kiddush Levana yet, stop the Megillah in the middle. He says, stop, everybody go outside, do Kiddush Levana. I assume you don't have to say all the Shalom Aleichem, just say the Bracha, and then come back in and finish up. Nana Hefzik. Yafzika Kulam Yikach Olavana, V'yachach Yigmru Kriyas Megillah. V'lo Yafzido Persume Nisa, Sher Yigmru Kulam Yachach, Kriyas Megillah Kabarishona. There's no lack of Persume Nisa here, because they're going to come back and do it. Therefore, he says you stop in the middle. He says if the Tzibur didn't start yet, so then maybe he says you should do Kiddush Levana first also. Why? Tadav Sheino, Tadav Tadav Kodem. Right? Kiddush Levana is more common. Therefore, if they didn't start you, for sure you have to do Kiddush Levana. Even if you're a Yachid, that did it, he says you would, a Yachid shouldn't stop, but at least a Tzibur would stop. And then he says, why we quoted this is the second paragraph. That's the one that's famous regarding in Inyanei Purim. Because then he says, don't tell me that Tadir Sheita Tadir is only by level Chiyuvim. Two Darabanans or two Daraises. While here, Kiddush Levana is Darabanan, and Megillah is Divrei Sofrim, because Megillah is based on words of Navi. He says no. He says Megillah by Yom is Divrei Sofrim. Megillah by Laila is pure Drabanan. That is the sheet of the Shagas Aryeh as well. That's a big discussion in terms of, I think we had a shiur about it a couple of years ago, about Megillah by Yom, Megillah by Laila. What's the connection between them? Are they one chiyuv, two chiyuvim? Is there a difference? Is one more serious than the other one? So we quoted this, no Debi Yehuda then, that discusses the night reading is a pure Takana Drabanan, while the day reading is a Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. Okay, but that is a discussion of where he brings in Tadir. Let's continue now. Four lines from the bottom. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara just said that even though the shear of Shabbos is Tadir, but the shear of Rosh Chodesh is done first, to have a hecker, that it is Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Bahai Hekeir Avdinan. This is the hecker that we use to tell people is Rosh Chodesh. Bahkeir Achrita Avdinan. But we know there's a different hecker that is used to tell people that is Rosh Chodesh. As it says, Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, Chalvei Tamid. If you look on the side, we have this in Mishnah in Shkalim. Chalvei Tamid Shel Shachar, Nitani Michati Gevei Shulamata. Where, when they cut up the animals of the morning, of the Karban Tamid, where do they put them? Remember, they put them on the ramp, and then they went to say Kriya Shema and a couple of Tfilas, then they went back, and there was a Machlokas, whether the same Kohanim went up and took them to the top of the ramp, or different Kohanim. Either way, where did they leave them on the ramp? There were specific places where the different animals were left on the sides of the ramp. So the chalvei tamid shel shachar nitan mechati kevesh shelamata. The chalav and the fats of the tamid shel shachar were left on the lower half of the ramp, b'mizrach, on the east side. The shel musafin nitan mechati kevesh shelamata b'mayriv, and the if there was a carbon musaf, so the fats of the carbon musaf were left on the west side of the ramp. The shel rosh chodesh nitanin tarchas karkov hamizbeach shelamata, and shel rosh chodesh had a different spot under the karkov. The amr of Yochanan, why did each place have a why did each carbon have a separate spot? Leita Shukva Rosh Chodesh Mizvano. To let everybody know. Look at those chalavim. It must be Rosh Chodesh. So you see that there already was a hecker. So what do you need this hecker for? So Gemara answers, Shrei Hakei Rav Dinan. You do two hakerim. Tachazi hachazi, v'chazi b'hai chazi. Okay, sometimes people need two reminders. If you see this one, you see that one. The Rosh Hashi, of course, the Gemara in Zvachim, where you also find by the Kohanim waking up in the morning. There were two hekerim. There were this. They lifted up the kiyar on the pulley, and that made a lot of noise. That was one heker that they had, and also Gvini Cruz, that used to be an announcer. Wake up, Kohanim! Wake up, Levim! So different people are inspired and woken up sometimes by different hekerim. Okay. Meisvei, third line. So another kasha that we have on the sheet of Rav Acha, which we discussed a lot yesterday, again says that the musafin, a double musaf, gets each their own tkios. Meisvei, the Tani Rava Bar Shmuel. Yacho, kishem shetoken al Shabbos b'fnei atzmo. V'al Rosh Chodesh b'fnei atzmo. Kach yu token al kol musaf u'musaf. You might say that just like you blow on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh by themselves, you blow on each carbon musaf, you might think like Rav Acha. Tamalomar, no. U'b'rashecha tshechem. Tziyufta d'Ravacha tziyufta. No, it says u'b'rashecha tshechem. In Pashas Pinchas, so it's a tziyufta. So what does b'rashecha tshechem mean? How does that tell me that it's not, you don't overlap. My Talmudah, what's the explanation of the Pasuk? How do you interpret that to be against Rav Acha? Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk should be said, Uberashay Chadshechem, on all of your Rashay Chadashim, Hokshu Kol Chadashim Kulam Zelazeh. So you see, they're all referred to in one breath, on your Rashay Chadshechem, meaning all Rashay Chadshechem have the same number of tkios. Same number of tkios, meaning even when we're close to fall out on Shabbos. You're not going to blow more tkios. That is the drasha that we inferred from the pasuk, which seems to be against Rav Acha. Number one. Number two, Rav Ashi Amar, Ksiv, when the pasuk says Chad Shechem, it's spelled without a yud. Ksiv Chad Shechem. The pasuk says Chad Shechem, which means your month, singular. V'ksiv u birashay, but it says rashay, which is plural, right? The heads of your month. So what is referring to? Rashi, what's plural? What's a double? What has two heads? Which Chodesh has two heads? Havi Omer Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah, which is both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, it's a big discussion. How much do we mention the Rosh Chodesh aspect of Rosh Hashanah? Right? We mentioned, we know that we don't, with only Shabbos Mevarchim, which we don't do, La'arbi v'sasatan. Among the other items that we do at that time of year, La'arbi v'sasatan. The Levush says that we don't lay in Parshas Bereishis on Rosh Hashanah, La'arbi v'sasatan. Before we lay in, before we read, we blow Tzkiyas, we say Karasatan, we spell out those Tzukim. So we do a few items at that time of year, La'arbi v'sasatan. This is why we try to hide a little bit the Rosh Chodesh, that Rosh Chodesh is coming. But we know Rosh Hashanah is always Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. V'yamarachmana, Chod Shechem, Chari. And the Gemara, and the Pasuk spells out Chod Shechem in the singular, even though it's read Chod Shechem, but it's written Chod Shechem without the Yud, which is telling me that it's one, that is one. So therefore you see an example of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh as being only one, meaning one set of tekiyos is blown. The Gemara, though, is not satisfied with that kasha on Rav Acha. Based on this, it brings another one. Maybe one can suggest that, you know why the Gemara is not satisfied? Because the sugi that we discussed yesterday about the kedushos blending into each other, one might, I mentioned, you could be mechalik between all the types of cases. You might say that Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is one blended kedusha. Even if you want to say all the others are different, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, they're always together. So there you have to say that they always go together, and maybe Rav Acha would agree there that, you know, that it's only one set of tekiyos. So the Gemara, maybe that's what the Gemara says, V'otan, there's another kasha, because, you know, that one maybe is different. That doesn't shed light on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur and Shabbos, which don't have to fall out on the same day. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, but always fall out on the same day. So the Gemara has another kasha on Rav Acha. V'otan, ya, another brisa, which seems to say that you would not do both. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, what was the song that was sung by the Levim? Rashi says, "Bashir HaMusafin." We'll get to that Rashi in a minute. But the Gemara seemed to say, according to Rashi, what should the Levim sing on Chol HaMoed by Musaf? Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. That mizmar of Tehillim, Havu Lashem Bnei Elim, which at the end of that mizmar, which we say on Friday night, it says, "Kol Hashem Al Hamayim." And this is the first day of Nisach Hamayim. That's why they used to say that mizmor. B'sheinim ahayu omrim, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, what did they used to say? Ula Rasha Amar Elokim. It's Tehillim Perek Nun, which Rashi explains, why do we say that one? Because it's basically to balance out the tremendous simcha that's happening in the Beis HaMikdash. So that mizmor talks about, you better do tshuva, it means nothing unless you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha is only getting close to Hashem. So that's what that perek of Tehillim talks about. B'shlishim ahayu omrim, what did they say on Tuesday? What did they say on the third day of Chol HaMoed? Miyakum li im mereyim, which is the second half of what we say on Wednesday mornings. Right, it's the Mizmar Sadek Dalet, but we say Miyakum li im mereyim, which Rashi quotes. Why do we say that? Because it refers to the Tzaris that we're going through in Galus, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us out. So even Bisman HaMikdash, we didn't have full free authority, so we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us out. Barevim Ahayomrim Binu Barim Ba'am. And on the 14th Chol HaMoed, Rashi says, you say the same Mizmar but the first half. You switch the orders, this is going to be a Machlokas for Gemara in a minute, but according to this Brisa so far, you switch the orders of the two halves of Perek Tzadik Dalet. On the third day of Chol HaMoed, you do the second half of the Mizmar. On the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, you do the first half of the Mizmar. Binu Barim Ba'am. Why is this? Because on the fourth day, as we're getting toward the end of Chol HaMoed, we want to make sure people, this is the Chag HaAsif, people are going to have to go home and take off their maisris and give it to the ani and give it to the lecha shechanteya, all the matnas aniyim. So we want to make sure people don't think, oh, who's going to see me? Nobody's going to see me. It's in private. So we say, binu barim ba'am. Understand, you fools. As the mizmar continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all the machshavas. And we say that we switch the order so we have this towards the end of Chol HaMoed in order that this message stays with people as they go. B'chamishim ahayu omrim, what they say on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, Hasirosi misevel shechvo, right, he who has removed the burden from me. So Rashi again explains here that it has to do with that the fact that we need donin al hamayim on Sukkis, and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us bracha with the mayim. B'shishi maha yu'omrin, on the sixth day, on Hoshana Rabbah, on Chol HaMoed, what do we say? Yimotu kol mosdei aretz. Yimotu kol mosdei aretz, all the land is going to shake. And again, Rashi says, this is referring to the fact that if it says in Pirkei Avos that if you do not give off proper Trumas and Maaseros, that brings plague to the world, makes the whole world shake. So the last day of Chol HaMoed, we send everybody out, before Shmini Atzeres, we sent everybody out trying to internalize this message. Yimotu kol mosi aretz, the world's going to shake unless you give proper maisers. Let's finish all the question, the whole question, and then we'll discuss it. V'yimchal Shabbos ve'echad mehem, what if Shabbos falls out on one of the days of Chol HaMoed? So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Yimotu Yitzchep. So you forget the last one. You just go straight and you don't do the last one, because on Shabbos you see the special shear of Shabbos, so you leave out the last one. Rav Safra, Monach Vahusimana, Rav Safra, in order to remember, to have a mnemonic about the order of these Mizorim, said, Humbahi. He had Humbahi, which is an abbreviation of all these Mizmorim, except for the two halves of Perak Tzadik Dala that we spoke about. He has Miyakum and Binu Boarim, we'll see in a second, and Rav Papa, Monach Vahusimana, Humhabi. He switches the hay and the bays. They switch two of the prakim to go in the opposite order. So far, they switch two of the days. The simanech, and how do you remember who says what? Ambuah de Sifri. How do you know that Rav Safra is the one that says humbahi with the bays before the hay? Because Ambuah de Sifri, that's the group of people, it quotes from Masechet Sanhedrin, a group of people that used to travel around, men, women, and children used to go to by the schools. It was called an Ambuah de Sifri. That's a remez that Rav Safra is the one that says Ambuah, because it's a similar word to the order that he mentions. Either way, without getting into these details, what do you see from this entire Braisa? You see that, let's say, one of the days of Shabbos, so the last year, you just don't say it. You don't say the last day of Shir. What do you mean you don't say the last day of Shir? Rav Acha says you can say both. Say Shabbos and say Chola and the Shir of Chol HaMoed. What's the difference? So Tziyufta, Rav Acha, Baruch Hanina, Tziyufta. So you're right. So we reject Rav Acha. It is a Tziyufta on him. Period. Okay, so let's discuss 2 points on this Braisa. One is the Ritva. The Ritva on Rashi. Rashi quotes that why on Hoshana Rabbah do we say Yimotu Kol Mosei Aretz? Because Rashi says, because if you don't give Maestris, the whole world is going to start shaking, and that's why Yimotu Kol Mosei Aretz. The Ritva says, you know why you start saying you say Yimotu Kol Mosei Aretz on the sixth day? Because of the Gemara that says that Ashrit Ha'odom Licharev after Elef Hashishi. The Gemara Sanhedrin said that the world was going to be existed for 6,000 years. There were 2,000 years of Tohu. There were 2,000 years of Torah. And then there's 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Right now we're in Yemos HaMashiach. And after the year 6,000, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to create another world. This world is going to end. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadik Zayin. So here, Bashishi, on the sixth day, Yimotu Kol Mosei Aretz, the foundation of the world is going to shake. So whatever that means in the future, that is, it's our job just to be a good Jew and to be Oved Hashem now, not to worry about, we thought we had Y2K issues. This is going to be a serious 6,000 years, and whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu has planned, that's from Yimotu HaMashiach, this means at least potential days of Yimotu HaMashiach. What about the first days? The first days of the first 2,000 years. Why were those called years of Tohu? Because there was no Torah yet. There was no Torah yet. But what happened at the year 2? Was anything that happened at the year 2000? What happened at the year 2000? The year 1948 was not when Avraham Avinu discovered Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was the year 1948. What happened at the year 2000? What? I'm sorry. That's when he was. That's when he was born. Right. The year 2000. All right. So what happens a number of years later, what happens in the later years? So there's a Marsha and a Torah Tamima on that Gemara, where explaining a Rashi. Rashi there says that you have 2,000 years, the Gemara says, Tana Deveil Yo, Shisha Salafim Shana Havi Alma, Shnei Alafim Tov, Shnei Alafim Torah, Shnei Alafim Yimos HaMashiach. Those are the 6,000, again, that's what the Ritva says, our Gemara is alluding to. So Rashi there says, the year 2000 was when Avram was born. I'm sorry, I said before, Avram was born in 1948, and the year 2000 he was 52, which according to the number of shitas is when Avram discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Focus, we've shown him, Rambam Ravid, how old was he was, but according to those, that's one of the smachim. That's when Torah started, because it was when monotheism started. That's when he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about the year 4000? Did anything significant happen in the year 4000? What happened then? So Rashi quotes, V'kuf ayin beis kodem ashlomas dal alafim nechrav habayis. Rashi says 172 years before the 4,000 marker, that's when the Churban Bayis Sheni took place. V'lasof Oson Kufayin Beis, and at the end of those 172, Nishlamu Shnei Alafim Torah. That's when Torah finished. The Idi Damer Shnei Alafim Tov, Kamer Shnei Alafim Torah, Belosha Tichlet Torah Acher Shnei Alafim. Really, Torah didn't end. According to Rashi, nothing significant happened in the year 4000. It just means to be parallel. Just like there were 2000 of Tohu and there were 2000 of Yimos HaMashiach, so the Gemara says 2000 of Torah, but obviously there's still Torah going on today. So that's Shitas Rashi. If you look at the Marsha and that Gemara, and also the Torah Tmima in this week's parasha, I think. He says, what does it mean? What does it mean? No, 4,000 is something significant. Because what happened about 172 years after the Churban Abayis? Sivas HaMishnah. Sivas HaMishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah about the year 200 or so. About the year he put it together. So says the Marsha, says the Torah Tmima, that was in some way a stage of the Mesorah, Mishnayis, and that is the end, so to speak, of a certain stage. And that's what it means, Shnei Alafim Torah. Because that's when all the principles were laid down forevermore, right? The pashtus of the Gemara. Well, let's just read this verse. We should say, Meshach Hashanim Ha'elu, Adayin Ha'yadar HaTanoim Shalom Du Torah Kamoshe, Mipi Yagvura Ad Petir Rishabenu HaKadosh, Umin Az Huschal Dor HaMorayim, V'Rabsa HaMachlokas, V'Yisrael Benatas HaTorah Kashay Toros, Umin Az Vahala, Hinenu Bagalusenu, B'Torasenu, Einenu Shalema. That's the Marsha, that's the words of the Torah Tmima, and the Marsha says it as well. So 4,000 was a significant stage. And this is the basis for what 98% of Mepharshim explain, that Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanoim. That's why every daf of Gemara says, how could this Amora say this? The Mishnah is against him, the Bryce is against him, the Tosefta is against him, so only if he has another Tana that he holds like. But the assumption of all of Shas is that they can't argue, because that was a stage of the Mesorah that they're not allowed to argue on. We discussed that one time in the past, that there is a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Kesef Mishnah asked this question, where the Rambam discusses the principle of a Bezin arguing on a Bezin Chaveir or Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyin. So Rambam seems to say if they're Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyin, they're allowed to argue on the previous Bezin. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, so why don't Amoraim argue on Tanaim? So the Kesef Mishnah seems to say, not 100% Mukhruch, but seems to say that you're right, Amoraim are allowed to argue on Tanaim. They just wouldn't. They were Makabel Natu. They're Makabel Natu. And Reb Chaim quotes this as Reb Chaim thinks this is true. The Reb Chanan quotes in the Kovach Yerim Reb Chaim, where he says, yeah, he quotes this Kesef Mishnah. Really, it was just the Derech not to argue on them. But really, Meikar, then they have the fundamental authority. Again, Rov Mepharshim assumed that not to be the case. That we're not allowed to argue on the Mishnah, just like we're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. Post-Gemara, we're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. But the Gemara says about Metzia, Ravina, Veravashi, Sof, Hora'ah. And that line is quoted in the Raman, Hilchos Kosher Mishnah. But you can't argue on what it says in Shas. Right, after that, right, if you're a Gadol Adar, you can argue on some of the Achrover. Moshe Feinstein is allowed to argue on the Chassam Sofer. Why? Because that's in the larger scheme of things, they're in the same Tkufa, they're in the same Mesorah. But Ksivas HaMishnah, Stimas HaTalmud, all of these are stages of the Mesorah, but again, the Ritva here that says 6,000, so it got us to talk about the different stages. The year 2000, according to many, was when Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the year 4000, that is about the time of the Ksivas HaMishnah, and that was a certain stage of Torah that was established. The Chazon Ish's language is that the principles of Torah were all established then. It's impossible for us to come up with any new principle. Everything that we're doing for the last 2,000 years has been application. As we've been applying the principles that Rabbi Yudanasi laid down already then, and we're applying it to microwaves, we're applying it to electricity, we're applying it to all the new mitzvahs, but all the foundations of Torah were already established earlier in our generation, earlier in the earlier generations. Okay, so that is the reference of Yimotu Kalmoste Arutz. Yimotu Kalmoste Arutz.
There's some types that
it ties into that was another shiur we had about Niskanu Hadoros. The Rambam seems to say that there is no Niskanu Hadoros, that every dar has power, if you say that Kesef Mishnah is right. Meaning if you say that Kesef Mishnah's shot on the Rambam is right, that there is that the Amoraim have the power to argue in the Tanaim, so maybe it connects to that shita of to that understanding of no Niskanu Hadoros. There could be Smicha Bizman Azeh, there could be other shitas of the Rambam that he holds. Okay. There's more to talk about here on that Rashi about that the Shir is the Musafin, but first we'll finish and then we'll continue, and then if we have time, again, as we always say, we will return. Okay, continues the Gemara. We were just rejected Rav Acha. So says the Gemara, 6 or 7 lines up. Rav Acha bar Chanina, Kroma, Shisha Kama. But 1 second. Rav Acha yesterday, who said that you have separate Musafin when they fall out together, was based on a pasuk explained by Amit Brisa. So what do we do with that? The Bryce, right, it says Yisku, an extra word Yisku. So Amar Ravina, no, Lomar, Shemarich Betkias. Ravina says, no, you don't pull separate ones, but when you have two Musafin on one day, you just blow longer Tkias to hint to everybody that it's a double Musaf today, but not that you have separate Tkias. You just blow them a little longer. Right, similar, right, we have by the Shvarim, on Rosh Hashanah. The Tzkiyas of the Shvarim Truas are supposed to be a little longer than the Tzkiyas of the Shvarim and the Tzkiyas of the Truas, because those Tzkiyas are supposed to be parallel to the Kol that they're doing. So you find other places where we're Marach with Tzkiyas. See here too. Rabbanit de Kesri Mishum Derbi Acha, Amri, another answer. Loma Shemar Bebetokin. No, all it means is that you have more blowers, but not that you blow more. You have more blowers, you have more people blowing on these days, but again, not that they can't overcome each other, and we reject Rav Acha, and you only blow one set. Period. Okay, Bizman Hazeh, not for just Bizman Hazeh, but now that we're in Golos and Chutz La'aretz, so, Hechi Avdinan, what do we do? Hechi Avdinan, so what do we say, which shir do we say on every day of Chol HaMoed? Because after all, every day is a Sveika D'Yoma, so what do we do? And Rashi says, this question is not only about the shir, but it's about the Kriyas HaTorah. What do we lane? This is the Makkah. What do we lane on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Let's stick to Sukkos now, because that's what I was talking about. It's a Sveika D'Yoma. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's simple. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you know what they lane on the second day of Chol HaMoed? They lane the same thing four times. They say Ubiyom Hasheni, and the second the Levi gets Ubiyom Hasheni, the third the Shli Yisrael Ubiyom Hasheni, Ubiyom Hasheni. You lay it four times in a row because there's no Sveikus, and you just lay it one after another. But in Chutz La'aretz, what do you lay? We don't do that. So what do you do? So which shear? The Gemara's talking about the shear. Which shear do you leave out? Right? If you start with, let's say, the first day of our Chol HaMoed in the Chutz La'aretz, which is really day three. Which is really, but it might be day two. Is it day two or day three? So what do you do? So do you start with the shear of the first day of Chol HaMoed? Do you skip the first day and you start with the second day? Meaning, should you skip the first day or you should skip the last day? That's the question of the Gemara. Says the Machlokas, Abaye Amar Sheni Yitzchak. Abaye says, just don't do the shear of Sheni, meaning the first day of Chol HaMoed, meaning the day of our Chol HaMoed, the first day of our Chol HaMoed, start with Ubiyom, one for Yom HaShlishi, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed. Rava Amar Shvishi Yitzchak. No, Rava says, go straight, and you won't do the last one. Shvi Yitzchak. Tani Kavasi to Rava, and the Brisa that we quoted earlier goes like Rava. Imchal Shabbos Lios Bechaneim Yimotu Yitche. Right, the Brisa that we quoted earlier says you forget the last one, you just go straight, and the last one you don't do. So that's what we hold you don't do. So that is what the Gemara says. So far, neither of these are what we do. We don't lane the same thing each day, or say the shear in our Shmona Esrei each day, and just forget the first and the last. But we don't do that. So what do we do? The following. Iskan Amemer ben Arda de Medalgi Delugay. Amemer says in Arda that you're medalig. What does medalig mean? So usually, sometimes it means to skip here, it means to repeat. Skip backwards, meaning repeat what you said. What does that mean? So five or six opinions. What does this Gemara mean? We're not going to do all of them. Rashi says, what does this mean? Rashi says, it means, and this applies to laning as well, that you lane the two, Rashi says what we do, you lane the two, let's say on the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the first day of Chol HaMoed is a suffix, whether it's day two or day three. Right, because in Eretz Yisrael it's really day three. So you lane Ubiyom Hasheni and Ubiyom Hashlishi, and you even lane Ubiyom HaRevi'i. Rashi says you lane the Yom HaMachras, because Rashi says amazingly the first three aliyahs don't really count because those aren't the extra one for Chol HaMoed. So you really can lane whatever you want in the first three. That's Rashi's lashon here. Unbelievable. Rashi says the first three or few aliyahs don't count. The second to last line of Rashi. Vashlosh Yisgorn Tchila Ein Makpidin Al Kriyasam Yikru Mashiyirtsu. Lane whatever they want to lane. They can lane. So that's the first three aliyahs. So you lane the two Sveik of the Yomas, you lane Sheni and Shlishi, then you lane Revi Yom HaMacharas, which other Rishonim say, what are you lane Yom HaMacharas? Didn't happen yet. Either that sheet is Rashi. And then the fourth aliyah, you lane again Sheni and Shlishi. You lane the Iker of what the Suffolk is today. That is Shitas Rashi. Again, the first day, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is a Suffolk Sheni and Shlishi, you lane Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and then Sheni and Shlishi. And that is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, that is what the Ramah Paskins. The Ramah Paskins like this Rashi. Tosfos says, no, if you do that, every day, you know what's going to be messed up? Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is going to be messed up. Because Hoshana Rabbah, let's say, is going to be a suffix of 6 and 7, day 6 and 7. So what are you going to do? You're going to lane Yom HaShishi, Yom HaShvi, Shmini Aseres, and then go back to Shishi and Shvi? It's a bizoyan. You can't lane it. It's a day of Chol. Tosfos says, so you're going to do something different on Hoshana Rabbah? That's not parallel. It's going to be messed up the whole Seder. If Tosfos says you reject this, Tosfos gives a different shot. So what do you do according to Tosfos? You lane differently. Last few lines of Tosfos. What do? You just lane the Sveikus. You lane Yom HaSheni, and then Yom HaShlishi, and then Yom HaSheni. Yom HaRishon Chol HaMoed, Kari Rishon B'Yom HaSheni, V'Sheni B'Yom HaShlishi, V'Chozer Shlishi V'Kari B'Yom HaSheni, Revi B'Yom HaShlishi. Right, what I said. You lane both Sveikus. Yom Sheni Shlishi, Sheni Shlishi. That's what Tosfos says. That's Shita Tosfos. If you look in the Rambam and the Rif, there's another opinion quoted, which is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam and the Rif, where they say, what should you do? You should lay in Yom HaSheni, then Yom HaShlishi, then Yom HaShlishi again, the same one, so you don't run into the Shmini Aseres problem, and then Sheni and Shlishi. Right? So you lean sheni, shlishi. But the Ramah paskins, like what we do. Why? What do you do the last day, though? You have a focus on it. So you do this Gemara. So every day we lean the suffix that it is today. Let's say it's the first. Let's say the first day, sheni, shlishi, and then you lean revi, and then you lean sheni, shlishi again. So what do we do Hoshana Rabbah? Halacha L'maaseh. Anybody focus? I never focus. I did like, what did we do Hoshana Rabbah? It was different than all the other days. So right, the Ramah quotes that you do. It's a suffix chamishi and shishi. So on that day you do chamishi and I'm saying on that day it's a suffix shishi and shvi. So what do you do though? You land the same as the day before. You start off with chamishi. Chamishi, shishi, shvi, and then shishi, shvi again. That's what we paskin. So even though the last day is not as parallel, that is still what we do. And that's also, by the way, what we do in tefillah. That's what we do in tefillah when we say the different days. We say the double safek of each day. That is the halacha based on this gemara about midali deluga. Okay, weiter. Next mishnah. Next mishnah is about the mishmaros. The mishmaros of the day that was split up the karbanos. We know that all the karbanim are split up into 24 mishmaros. They each served in the Beis HaMikdash where they switched off. They served each one served at least 2 weeks out of the year. A couple of them served a little more than 2 weeks. Because even on Yontif, I mentioned that on Yontif, all the mishmaros split up items that have to do with the Yontif. But what about the carbon tumid of Yontif? That was brought by the regular mishmar that was supposed to function that day. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch paskin that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have the kohanim split up into mishmaros. Says Sivanu shiya kohanim obdim l'mishmaros. A mitzvah lamed vav. In the Rambam, ta'avot chal mishmaros shavu echad v'lo yad hakol mu'revas yachad. Shouldn't be a hefkevelt. Right, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Rambam, for the kohanim to be split up into mishmaros. The Sefer HaChinuch even adds that part of the mitzvah is that the mishmaros should be split up into batei avos. They should split up into six groups that have functioned each a certain day. And the Menachas Chinuch wonders, is that also the mitzvah? But either way, the Rambam at least just quotes the mishmaros. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ramban in his Hasagas on the Rambam argues. He said it's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzias. It's a mitzias. They're not allowed to serve unless they're split up. The shalila. That's not a mitzvah d'oraisa for the kohanim to work in a separate mishmar. It's a machlokas in the Ramban whether you count it as a separate mitzvah. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Yantav Arisha Shachag, Ha Yisham, got to do some math. The other Arisha Shachag, Ha Yisham, Yud Gimel Parim, Elim Shtayim, Vesir Echad. On the first day of Sukkot, there were 13 Parim, 2 Elim, 2 Rams, and 1 Seir. Nisar Hashem, Yud Dal, Kvasim, Lishmona Mishmaros. And after that, so that means there were 16 Karbanos. So 16 Karbanos for 16 of the Mishmaros are taken care of. So you have 8 Mishmaros left over, and Nisar Hashem, Yud Dal, Kvasim, and you have 14 Kvasim. You always bring 14 Kvasim for 8 Mishmaros. So what happens? So you have 6 mishmaros that got to go twice. Fine. Bayom Rishon Shishim Akrivin Shaimstein Basharek Achad Echad. So everybody wants to bring a par, so those are taken care of first. And the kvasim, which are a stable number, so 6 mishmaros get to bring 2 kvasim Basharek Achad Echad, and the rest bring 1. So the Gemara is just going to go through the math of every day. B'sheni, so what changes every day? The only thing that changes is the parim. The parim go down 1 a day. So it starts off with Yud Gimel, and it goes down each day, so every day there'll be 1 less mishmar that goes twice. So the Gemara mishmar just goes through all the math. B'sheni, chamisha makrivin shnayim shnayim. On the second day, there are 5 mishmaros that get to bring 2 karbanos each. V'asher echad echad, and the rest 1. B'shlishi, dal makrivin shnayim shnayim v'asher echad echad. V'arevi'i, shlosh makrivin shnayim shnayim v'asher echad echad. V'chamishi, shnayim makrivin shnayim shnayim v'asher echad echad. B'shishi, echad makriv shnayim. So on shishi, altogether you're going to have 25 karbanos. You got 1 because you've been going down, so there's only 1 mishmar that's going to go twice. Echad makriv shnayim v'asher echad echad. B'shvi, on Hoshana Rabbah, it works out that there are exactly 24 special karbanos. So kul and shavin, that they all are equal. And why? Because you went down to, you have 6, you have 14 of the kvasim, and you have 2 elim and sir echad, and you went down all the way. So altogether, there are only 24 karbanos. Everybody goes equal. But shmini, what about shmini atzeres? Chazru lefayis kibiragalim. You go back and you have a new lottery on Shmini Atzeres. You remember back on Daf Mem Ches, we discussed the machlokas between Rashi and other Chachmei Svarad, Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi says there is no pious on Sukkot at all. There is no pious. There's only a pious on Shmini Atzeres. That's how Rashi understood the words pious bifnei, in Pazar Kashav, pious bifnei Asmo. The Ritva said, no, you do a pious, at least on the first day, and then it continues from there, that you pick who goes first, and then there's an order in Navi that you go from there, from whoever is picked. But there is some type of pious. There's just a new pious on Shmini Atzeres. But that's Rashi Lushitaso. Rashi here, Chazul Pious Kibir Regalim, Rashi says, like Pesach and Shavuos. It doesn't say like Sukkot because there was no pious on Sukkot. Other Rishonim say no. The word Kibur Golem here means like earlier, like on Sukkot also. Amru, what do they say? Each day, whoever got to bring a par, we mentioned before the cows were the most special carbon, they were the biggest. Whoever got to bring a par each day did not get to bring a par the next day. They went in order. So the parim, there were 13 the first day. So the next day, all the mishmaros, the other 11 who didn't get to bring a par, they brought, and then Rashi explains, your chozer chalila. You have the whole list of mishmaros in Divrei Hayamim. And there, that's, you go in that order in order to know exactly who's going to bring the par. Fine. Name of the Rebbe Yivel or Rabbanan. Let's see. The Mishnah is like Rebbe, not the Rabbanan. Titanya, why? Par haba bishmini betchilam afaisanol of Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that you have a goral for the par on Shmini Aseres. The Chacham Omer Achad b'shemish brusel shilshu. The parim also so. No, the Chachamim say that if you work out the math, there were two mishmaros that didn't get to bring three pars. All the other mishmaros, all 22 of them got to bring three pars, and two of them were left out. So say the Rabbanan, you don't have a new goral on Shmini Aseres. That's not fair. So one of the two mishmaros that didn't get to bring three parim, they're the ones that go on Shmini Aseres. So isn't our Gemara against that? Because the Chachamim say there is no goral. The answer is no. I feel that they're Rabbanan. Are the same mishmaros called Afusi boy? No, the two that are left do a pious. You're right, they do a goral, but those two would do a goral. You call mishmaros shonos and mishal shows. Plus mishim mishmaros shonos and mishal shows. I have a brace at the Tosefta that says all mishmaros go three times, except for the two mishmaros which only go twice. Name a Rebbe of Rabbanan. Is this telling me like Rebbe not the Rabbanan because the Rabbanan say they do go three times? No, if you look at Rabbanan, Milo Shulshim before Yachag. No, the Rabbanan say they don't go three times on Sukkot. That's the emphasis, but they would go a third time on Shmini Aseres. Well, my Kamashman, Hakamashman, Mishikar Bar Mayom, Leikar Lamakar Lachozer Chalila, just means that it goes in order, and nobody gets to bring another par before everybody else got their turn. Period. Okay, three lines of Agadata. Omar, Rebbe Elazar, Hani Shem Parim Kenegan Me, the 70 parim that are brought on Sukkis are parallel to what? Kineged me, kineged shim umos, kineged the 70 nations of the world. Par yechidi lama. I. What about the one par that's brought in Shmini Atzeres? Kineged umi yechid. This kineged Am Yisrael, the unique single nation. Mashal malchus of Adam. So Rashi on Al Torah and the other Medrash quotes Kashal I Pedaschem. So that lashon is not used here, but a similar lashon. Mashal malchus of Adam. Shamal avad avasli to the gedola. A melech that says to his servants, make me a big suda. He said the last day, he tells his loved ones, make me another little suda. I just want a little more hand off for you. Make me a little suda. Woe to the nations of the world. They don't even realize what they lost. They used to have a carbon that was mechaber for them, no more. Today, they don't have that to be mechaber for them. So there's a lot of yeah. This week's Parsha is the 70 nations, correct. This week's Parsha is the 70 nations, beautiful. Again, there's a lot of drushes that are given about the Shmini Aseres and this. There is one, Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel says, I think we asked this Kasha on Yantar as well, wouldn't one more Suda make it more difficult and harder to leave? Kasha like Pridaska, make me one more Suda, I love you. So one more Suda is just going to drag out the agony. I don't want you to leave, so you can stay a little more, it's going to make it worse. Just leave, just go. Right? It's like a separation anxiety, it's going to be even worse if you have this big Suda. So says the Shemi Shmuel, no. So the Beer, he says, seven, we discussed 15 a couple days ago, which Aaron mentioned also this week's Parsha. All the tape is all about 15s. All the measurements are multiples of 15, 150 amos and this and that, everything's 15. But anyway, so here the Shemi Shmuel says seven. Seven symbolizes Teva, 7 days of the week, Rikios. Seven always symbolizes Teva. Eight is lamalam and a teva. I can say bechanek is eight lamalam and a teva. The koshu b'teva yish bo shichacha ki ateva mishacheach. Says the Shemi Shmuel, it's natural to forget things. So everything in the world of teva is possible to be forgotten. Similarly, he says, what the Gemara says of Chagiga, that ain't a domish on a pirko me'afamim le'me'avachad pamim. Learning something 101 times, that's already lamalam and a teva. 100 times is a unit, and that's teva. But 101, then you don't forget. So that's, if you don't forget, it remains with you. If it's above Teva, it's the eighth times. So you're right on the first 7 days, on the 7 days of Sukkot, there's a big Sudas, but that's Teva, and therefore it might not have stayed with us. The last day, Shmini Aseres, which is Lamalam and Teva, it's day eight. Kodesh Baruch Hu says just a little one. You don't even need a big Suda, and it's not going to cause more pain, because with this Suda, which is Lamalam and Teva, then you're going to remember me, you're not going to forget me, because this is going to stay with you, because there's no Shichacha when it comes to Lamalam and Teva. Okay, there's more to by this this nations. Again, you have to discuss this maybe at Hanukkah time, right? Because one of the reasons the Gemara says that Beis Shammai says you go down in Hanukkah lighting is connected Parei HaChag. But to think of that at Hanukkah time, right? You just like the Parim go down one each day, so we pass right Beis Hillel, Malan Bakodesh, and you go up Yom Yom Ha'Yotzei Yom Ha'Nachlasim. But we pass right Beis Hillel, you go up, and Beis Shammai says you go down connected Parei HaChag. Ma Kesher between Hanukkah and Parei HaChag. Okay, another drasha, food for thought. But again, this is a big discussion of Shmini Atzeret. Just one other thought, I guess I'll stop here, Menachem will start with the Mishnah tomorrow. One other thought, Rav Soloveitchik notes, why is it, and this is a Chiddush, why is it that the Mishnah that we just read talks about what the Mishmaros do on Yontif? What the Mishmaros do on Yontif? That's what is discussed. On the next Mishnah is about to say that the Mishmaros were Shaveh on the Yom Tovim. The first Mishnah tells us what was unique about Sukkot. The next Mishnah, which we're about to do, is the Shloshah Brachim B'Shana, he called the Mishmaros Shavos. On the following three times, meaning on Yontif, all the Mishmaros were got the same. Shouldn't that Mishnah be first? Shouldn't the first Mishnah tell us that on Yontif all the Mishmaros were the same, and then tell us the uniqueness of Sukkot? What, the uniqueness of Sukkot comes first? So the Rav explains, and this is a Chiddush, he says, V'tzarech Iyan, but he says, L'chora, he says, V'nireh shebedin aliyah l'regel gimel pavim b'shana yish l'hisbonin. The chiyuv of being aliyah l'regel. Is there a chiyuv miyuchad to be aliyah l'regel on Sukkot? Or is it just the regular, the chiyuv, k'mo kol ha'regalim? Because if you look by Hakel, by Sukkot, it says, B'vo kol Yisrael, u'mashma d'chal chiyuv miyuchad l'vo l'mikdash p'sukkot. And also the fact that there's a greater level of simcha, the simcha zed ha'sho'eva, it could be, he suggests, that there's a separate chiyuv of aliyah l'regel, not a separate mitzvah, but a separate chiyuv, conceptually, so it could be aliyah l'regel on Sukkot, then the other yom tovim. But if he say, yitachein, so then maybe if that's true, if there's a separate mitzvah of aliyah l'regel for all kol Yisrael, there's a separate chiyuv of bitul mishmaros on Sukkot. Because all of Klal Yisrael and all of Israel have a chiyuv to be there, so maybe that's what's being emphasized by saying Sukkot first, because it's a separate chiyuv of all the regel and bitul mishmaros when it comes to Sukkot. He ends off saying Betzorach Iyun, you know, this is a Chiddush, but this is the case. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everybody, I wish everybody B'Shah Tova, Mazel Tov on the team tomorrow, wherever you are in the world, having your siyumim, and Beth Hashem, we'll have ours tomorrow in shul, we'll have a Kiddush, and Beth Hashem, Monday is Beitza Daf Beis, or Beya, something to discuss. Sunday, what did I say? I said Monday? Sunday. Sunday is Bez Hashem Beitza Daf Beis, another amazing Masechta, and we look forward to learning more together. Okay. Today's shiur? Huh? Today's shiur was Masechta Nishmas, Avram Alter Ben Zelig, and Reza Bashmuel, sponsored by the Cash family.